It's been a minute since I've been up here. So, good morning. Welcome to MC3. We're so glad you're here. Happy Holy Week. Let's go, right? Palm Sunday. Yeah, let's go. As I get older, I like to know the history of what, you know, of Israel and our faith and all that good stuff. And so when I was preparing, I was like getting into it. I was like, oh man, this is a lot of good stuff. But then I was like, oh, we got to serve after church, so I can't go too long, right? So I got to keep it short. But it was awesome to learn about Palm Sunday and how this day really starts our week off for what's to come, right? This day really is going to help us understand what the resurrection really means and how beautiful it is. How powerful it is. And so I'm excited to share with you as we go through John 12. If you got your Bibles, you can get it out. If not, it'll be on the screen. I'm excited to share, do we really understand? I've asked myself countless times, do I really understand what I'm preaching about? Do I really understand who I am worshiping? Do I really understand who I am following? Now the question is to you. Do you really understand why you are here this morning? Why you sing those songs? Why you listen to somebody speak about somebody that hasn't been around in ages? Do you understand? And I hope that today we can all understand a little bit better. Because if we understand who we are following, we can experience the gospel. And so, John 12 says this: on the next day, when the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took the branches of the palm trees and went out to meet him and began shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, indeed the King of Israel." Jesus, finding a young donkey, sat on it, as it is written, "Do not fear, daughter Zion. Behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt." The king who saves rode on a donkey. Now we got to understand what's going on here, okay? History, right? The context of it is usually if somebody's coming to become a king, they come on a war horse. Jesus comes on a donkey. Usually when you ride into a kingdom, you are ready to declare war, yet Jesus comes on a donkey declaring peace. Usually when you come and to raid and to establish your kingdom, you come on a horse with pride and power, and yet Jesus comes on a donkey with peace and humility. You see, he is riding on a donkey. Do you understand the meaning? That he was declaring victory already. If you ride on a donkey, the war has already been won. If you ride on a horse, you are declaring war, looking to fight. Now, another part of it was these people were declaring a new king, right? And Israel was under, I believe, Roman rule. And so they were shouting, "Hosanna!" They were ready to fight. They were ready to restore Israel to its glory days. They were ready. Yet, Jesus was on a donkey, not declaring war, but declaring victory. Do you understand? I found myself how do they not understand, right? The Psalms 118 is the one that they're saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And then the next verse, as you can see, "As it is written, daughter, do not fear, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt," is Zechariah 9:9.
So they know Scripture. They know what was going on, right? They understood, I guess. Or did they? I guess they knew the Word, but did they understand the Word? That's the difference. One time, when I wasn't a dad, I thought I knew what it was going to be like to be a dad. Everybody was like, hey, you know, you're about to have a kid. You're going to lose sleep. I was like, I know, I got this. I wake up early all the time. I'm good. Hey, just be ready for what's to come. I know, I got it. I'll be patient. If they cry, I'm going to be singing. And, ooh, I know, I got it. Until Cruz came. And I did not understand. I didn't. And for some of us, we can read this word and we can know it. But do you understand it? It's hard. It's hard to look at them and be like, man, they should have known. Or they should have understood, at least. But we see that John is writing this beautiful gospel and sharing how he wants us to know. Like, sometimes our eyes are blind to see. We might know, but we might not understand. We all go through life, and we all act like we know what's going on, but we don't always understand, right? Pain comes. Trials come, death comes, temptations come, and we know, like, hey, I know I shouldn't be doing this, or I know this will heal in time, but we don't fully understand. And just like these people, they are wanting to be restored. They want the glory days, yet they did not understand what was truly going on. And we can know that, because in John 12, verse 16, it says this: these things his disciples did not understand at first. If you underline your Bibles or highlight or whatever, did not understand, and the beautiful part is, at first. But when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered these things were written of him, and that they had done these things for him. Do you understand? Do you understand what Jesus was declaring? Do you understand what freedom he was giving? Do you understand the humility that he was displaying? Do you understand the peace? I think we sometimes believe that we have to do it on our own. I don't think, I know. I do it all the time. Like, God, I got this. I know you're here with me. I know you're going to speak through me. And yet, I need you. And the disciples didn't understand. And sometimes we go through life not understanding what's going on. Not knowing why God is allowing things to happen, right? We all ask the question, why is this happening, God? Why me? Why my mom? Why my dad? Why my sister? Why this? Why is this happening? And we look to things that we shouldn't look to. We say, okay, I don't understand. I don't know why. And we go to other things. We go make sure that our house is okay. We make sure our bank account's okay. We make sure our friends are okay. We make sure everything else is okay. We look at everybody else and ask them for their advice and their opinion. And then we have the Word of God right here. We don't even look at it. Oh, I know what it says. You might know, but do you understand? Do you understand that this gives power, that this reveals the love of God, That this shows us his plan all along? Do you know? Oh, you know, okay, but do you understand? Just like I didn't understand how to be a dad until I am a dad. There are things in your life that you won't understand until you go through them. And God allows us to go through things so that we can understand his love for us. So we can understand his power and his authority over law and physics and nature, over time and space. You might not know, but you can understand who's in control. And the beautiful thing is that you can understand today. We can all understand today. Why? Because Jesus has been glorified. Amen. Jesus has been glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. We can understand why we go through things. Maybe not the way you want to understand them. But you can understand that God is in control. That God will give you peace. That God will give you strength. You can understand. Why? Because Jesus has been glorified. Do you understand? Can I be real with you? Can I be honest with you? Sometimes I get scared coming up here because I'm just a little too raw and too honest. And sometimes they tell you not to share too much because they look at you and they're like, you're supposed to be the spiritual leader and you're supposed to do this. And if you share too much, and then they're going to look at you differently and whatever, whatever. I get nervous coming up here. Because I understand what it means to speak into somebody's life. I get nervous because I don't want you to walk away and not understand what I really meant. Yes, I am a broken person. Morgan will tell you 100% all the time. I make mistakes. I don't always do the right things. I am broken. And yet God has allowed me to be up here. Do I know? No. I'm starting to understand. I'm starting to understand that God is greater than my flaws. I'm starting to understand that God can use broken people and broken situations. I'm starting to understand that God is so much greater. And I'm starting to understand that Jesus died so that I can be up here. And Jesus died so that you, you can speak truth to wherever you are at. He gave you a talent and a gift, and however you make money, he gave you that gift so that you can be a light, so that you can be salt, so that you can share hope, so that you can share joy, so that you can share peace. Jesus has been glorified so that we, as a body of believers, can stand in Christ Jesus. Yes. That's, do you understand? That is amazing. And the disciples did not understand until he was glorified. And so guess what? Now we, as followers of Christ, can go to people and share the word of God and share our life experiences and say, hey, look, you can understand who Jesus is. You can understand the love of God. You can understand the Holy Spirit. You can understand this purpose and this life that God has given you. You can. He's opened our eyes if we're willing to believe. We will go to John 20. John writes this awesome gospel. And in chapter 20, verse 30 through 31, this is what he says. So then, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written, all the miracles that you will see in the book of John have been written for a specific purpose, so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Amen. Jesus has been glorified so that you may believe that God has the authority and the power and the mercy and love to raise people back to life. When we are baptized, we die to ourselves. This is probably the hardest part to understand, that we always say, well, that's just who I am. When you died to Christ, that's not who you are. And people might get offended. People will get offended. Well, that's just my nature. That's how I grew up. Like, for me, it's I get loud when I get mad. Right, I've shared that with y'all a couple times, you know, got that brown skin, that Hispanic blood in me, and I get loud because I want to win. Yes. But in Christ, that's not who I am. Amen. I have died to that person. And you have died to yourself, whatever it might be. And because Jesus was glorified, you are glorified with Him. When you come back to life in Christ. Now, it's not going to be easy. There's a lot of things out there. It's like, man, well, you know, that I struggle. Yeah, you can struggle, but guess what? God's in you. God's with you. God's for you. His Holy Spirit lives and reigns inside of you if you allow Him to. Do you understand? I was nervous coming up here. I was probably bawling over there. Some of you probably saw that. I don't want to. It's just who I am. Not anymore. That's good. Do you understand? God has made you into a new creation. A kingdom people. A royal priesthood. A son and a daughter of the Creator of the universe, a King. So when you look at yourself, when you look at somebody else, you see the image of God. And you all must speak the truth, because Jesus has been glorified. Do you understand? The King who saved has come. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. I love that John said, these things have been written so that you may believe. So when you read the Gospel of John, he is writing this specifically so that we could understand and see all that God has done and is doing. And he can open our eyes if we're willing. He can open our ears if we're willing. Do you understand that Christ died for you and God raised them back to life so that we could be brothers and sisters in Christ, living a holy and righteous life? When people come, they should say, man, these people, they're holy and righteous. The world has made that word, those words seem evil. Oh, I don't want to be holier than thou. Oh, I'm holy and I'm righteous. Not because of me, but because of Christ in me. Amen. I don't know who this is for, but you are made righteous and holy in Christ. Do you understand? I think I'm starting to fully understand some of the things that God has been teaching me and showing me. And it's a journey, and it's a beautiful journey. I understand what it's like to be a dad to a 4-year-old right now, but I don't understand how to be a dad to a teenager. right? Like, I don't. I might know, but I don't understand. I know how to be a dad to a beautiful little 2-year-old girl who loves me and cares about me, and I'm the only man in her life. I do not understand. We're not even going to get there, you know what I'm saying? She's going to stay 2 years old. I don't understand how we could not believe. I don't understand how you could not believe. Because God has been so good to you. You might fight back. I know He's been good to you. You're here. You got clothes on your back. You ate food this morning. I know you ate some of those bagels. You got a car that got you here. You got a home to go to. He's been good to you. Let us fully understand how good He's been to us and give Him praise and worship. Because if you fully understand, you would read His word to know Him. This might step on some of your toes, but I know some of you haven't read His word this morning, or haven't read in a couple of days, a couple of weeks, a couple of months, maybe years. Guess what? This is your sign to do it, so that you can know what He's done for you. You can know that He walks on water. I mean, that's pretty dope. Yep. He turns water into wine. Okay, calm down. He heals.
Yes.
He makes the mute speak.
Yes.
He brings dead people back to life. He restores and reconciles. Do you understand what God has done in Christ Jesus for you? Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, the King who saves. Will you today lay down your life and be reminded of how good God is, how merciful He is? If you haven't read, guess what? He's just waiting. I've been reading in the morning, and man, I see all these kings and of Israel, they're all the bad kings or whatever, and you're just like, man, they kept running away from the Lord. They kept running away from the Lord. And then when some of them would come back, they're like, hey, God, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm about to die, so I'm sorry, right? Like, and he shows them mercy. If it was us, they'd be like, nah, bro, you done. So let me encourage you. Read His word. You don't have to read a chapter. Read a verse. Get surrounded by people that will hold you accountable, that will tell you truth with grace. Get down on your knees and pray. And just say, God, I've done it. God, I don't know what to pray. I don't know how to pray. But God, guide me and lead me. Let me know who you are. Let me understand my salvation. Let me understand this faith that you've called me to. Let me understand this calling you've called me to. God, I surrender. Just teach me and show me, and I promise you He will talk to you. Do you understand the gift that we have been given? This whole week, we must remember how beautiful it is. Because it's leading to the day that we can see when Jesus is glorified and we can fully understand who Christ is. Hosanna. He saved us. He redeems us. And he calls us. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the Son of God, Jesus the Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for being so patient, so kind, so understanding. Thank you for allowing us to have eyes to see and ears to hear. God, remind us that you have saved us and you have redeemed us and you have called us and you call us righteous and holy. You call us sons and daughters. Remind us, Father, who we are in Christ. May we die to ourselves and be raised in Christ. And be a body that is united and loves our neighbor as ourselves and loves you with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. In Jesus' name. As we go into a time of communion, what a great reminder that Jesus has been glorified. What a great reminder that we are raised in Christ when we take the bread and the juice. May you give thanks. May you give praise. May you surrender whatever is holding you back to fully know Christ. May you receive him. May you cling to him. May you shout, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. If you need assistance, raise your hand and we'll bring it to you. Other than that, you can come and partake of the emblems. And I already prayed, so you can come up now.